4 in Healing the Essentials is looking at your identity. Now, normally we look at your identity like, oh, I am my name. And our identity goes way, way deeper than our name and the facade that we give our world that we interact with. If you are on this healing journey and you've been on it for a long time, like I know most of you have, it has affected your life in so many ways, and it has now become a part of you. And so it's this identity. It's this identity that is attached to your body's illnesses is what we're going to talk about. And we have to let go and transform that identity that is attached to your body's illnesses for success in this journey. Think back to the you that felt the most vibrant, healthy, and whole. If you cannot remember or this memory is not a vibrant, healthy, and whole as you know is possible, then imagine what it feels and looks like to be in perfect health and happiness. Why is talking about this important? I know for most of you, you feel a last resort. You have been dealing with these issues for years. You've been to countless of doctors, have tried multiple diets, spent years saying no to social events, travel, or other important miss out memories. At this point, most everyone around you knows your struggles and for the most part are very accommodating. This illness or dis-ease is now part of your identity, it feels like, who you are. I'm the mom that can't go take my kids to travel. I'm the husband that can't take my wife on a date because I can't eat at a restaurant. I'm the daughter or son who can't take his or her mom to an appointment because they have enough appointments on their own and have a fear that their bowels would fail while doing the drive, and then knowing you can't take care of both of you at the same time. By now, you've surrendered to some or a lot of this, just who you are now. To live with some level of pain or some level of fear, you're okay with that now. It's part of you. And now, it's time to see life a bit different. A life with little to no pain, and one where you have control of your body. That's exciting, right? Exactly what you've been asking and praying for. Then why is it so scary? Maybe now you find comfort in being able to semi-predict your body's betrayal. You have a system now for rough days. Maybe now you feel your hope for a cure and relief can be shattered one more time and you can't handle that. What if you fail? What if you were able to go to a restaurant and travel and do as you pleased? This is something I really want you to sit with and journal on. Journal on how your identity is tied to your body's illness and what might be barriers to letting that identity go and reclaiming a new identity. What would this new identity look like? Something I want to bring to your awareness as you began this process is that you are a higher awareness. It's this awareness or spirit or however you view it that can decide how your brain interprets the world, and that is also separate from your body. I would like you to look at your body as a tool. It's a tool for you to experience this world. Illness is a tool to detect when something is off within the body. And this can mean within your spirit or mind, because both are housed within your body. I tell you this because I want you to embrace the different aspects of yourself and know there can be a difference within yourself. Your awareness can be powerful and strong even if your body is feeling weak. You can train your brain to become stronger, to use your mind to hold space and make hard decisions that are best for your body. You know that some people may spend hours training their body in a gym, but yet still have a scattered and unstrong mind. It can go any way within this direction of spirit, mind, and body. Journal about where you feel each part of you is at, between your awareness or spirit part, your mind, and your body. Which one is strong in ways and weak in ways? And see how this cycle is for you. Bring awareness to how these different pieces of you play to make the whole you. Where do you feel your identity is attached? No, you can shift where your identity is attached. If it's attached to a body that is experiencing dis-ease, you can shift it to the awareness where everything and anything is possible, or you can shift it to your brain because you know you are loved, supported, and have dedication to make hard decisions in each moment to improve your body. Look at this specifically for you. Journal it. And then we're going to use it. This concept for identity may be very new and hard to grasp for a lot of you. But I would like to invite you to just try it. Just look at it. Journal about it. And other pieces of it may come to light. And really, a lot of this journey, these healing essentials, are how to learn yourself inside and out, how to empower yourself in all aspects, how to shift yourself when you need to and where you are able to shift to? What are your tools that you formlessly have at all times? Congratulations on making it to step 4 of the healing essentials. And to this step in your healing journey. This is huge, and you've done so much work. I hope you feel empowered, and I hope you feel the power that you're giving yourself and the options and how that takes stress off of you and how you're able to relax into yourself and relax into this journey.